never tells me that he's sick of this house. He never says, why don't you get off that couch? He don't cost me nothing when he wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog.
And my cat.
I find the trick is getting him to come back in the house.
He never says,
he has to be bribed.
I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby.
All right, it is that time. Every Monday morning, we check in with her. And maybe she can tell me why I have to bribe Jasper to get him back in the house. But Mary Beth Knapp is with us this morning from the York County Humane Society. And what's up with Jasper's situation here, Mary Beth?
What's up with Jasper?
He has to bribe him to get him back into the into the house.
Oh, I was going to say, we have a Jasper at the shelter. I'm going, how did you know that? That's awesome. Well, you know, they like that cold weather. They do. I have one that will sit outside and I'm going, will you just come in?
I bet then that with the dogs got out during the snow time, I bet they were so excited.
Oh my goodness, they were, for the minute we had the snow on the ground, which, you know what, I'm not complaining.
Turns into mud right away right out there.
Now, what do you guys think of Henry?
Oh, he is a chunk.
Oh my gosh.
He is a chunk.
Oh my God, is he not a chunky monkey?
I love him.
I love the one on his back. It's hilarious with those feet up in the air.
So cute. I love it.
Well, he's a big old orange tabby, and he is neutered. He's about 8 years old, and he came to us as an owner surrender, and things changed in the house.
Okay.
And cats have a very hard time changing. And so when you have multiples, it can result in different things. So he came to us because the person just couldn't handle it anymore, unfortunately, and the best home for Henry is where he doesn't have to share the person or the space. So he should be the only cat just because, well, first, he's a hoot. He will make you laugh. He loves his toys. You see that feather in his one picture?
Yes, he's adorable.
It's like the Tweety Bird was there. but he
could
is,
be.
He loves his little feather toys. He can run, he can jump, he can play.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome for his size. He needs that exercise.
He could go down a pound or two. You could do that easy. It's just a little food
That's
management.
He looks like Garfield.
He does. He's not fat. He's fluffy, Mary Beth.
He is fluffy. He's fluffy. So come in and meet Henry today. You'll find him in the big cat room enjoying some freedom. He does have some time to walk about and enjoy his toys because he needs as much energy or exercises as anyone will give him. And he is a hoot about it because he really is entertaining. So come in and see Henry. And then we have Look at the Raspberry coming out of this cutie patootie.
Oh, my
Nirvana.
Gosh. I love Nirvana. Nirvana
Isn't
is a precious
hilarious?
Little face.
Isn't it so cute to stick out the tongue like that? Oh, my God. Anyway, Nirvana was she came in as a stray.
Okay.
And she's a gorgeous spayed shepherd mix, about 3 years old. And, oh, she's just lovely. She'll bring you joy and pleasure for sure.
There's something really sweet about her face, like very, I don't know, defined or something. It's like a very defined.
And she's so reserved.
Okay.
She just looks at you like, well, all right, don't hurt me, but I think I want you to love me. She's just sweet as a button. And she is so sweet. And, I talked to so many people this past weekend, and I'm going, look at her. You're missing an opportunity here because she is just a doll. She'll let you just love on her. She knows nobody, and she's already confident that you won't hurt her. You know what I mean? That's
right.
A great thing when they come in as strays. She's a little skittish at first, you know, just assessing the situation, but I think that's just her nature. She's just reserved.
Okay.
And I love that. I love that about her. She is just, she'll be the envy of the neighborhood as you walk her because she has such good leash manners.
Wow, that's a perfect adoption.
I'm telling you, she's awesome. So come in and meet Nirvana and spend some time with her, get to know her. Once she relaxes, she just will love on into you and just be your best pup ever.
She looks soft.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? She's funny. She looks soft, but she has that a little
German Shepherd hair.
Coarse hair.
Okay.
Yes, it's awesome.
Fun.
And then our senior pet of the month.
I love the Doxies. Put a tutu on that dog.
I'm telling.
No,
think
no, don't. No, on behalf of the dog, do not. Do not, I repeat, do not.
This is Dover, and Dover's little man, so maybe a
come
very
on.
Blue
it's like it.
Oh, Dover, I tried, brother.
Maybe a lumberjack jacket.
Well, he is he's a neutered Doxy mix, and he is such a handsome, funny man. He's about 8 years old. He came from animal control on his not so good day.
Oh.
So we saved him, which is an Yay. Awesome thing. I'm so very proud to say that. He knows how to treat you right. He doesn't pester you for walks. Because he's a senior, he'd rather just hang out with you.
But he'll go if you say, come on, Dover, let's go.
You know what? That's one of the common questions I ask. I'm like, okay, tell me your energy level. Do you want to go for a walk every day? Because I got dogs who want to take you for a walk about 20 times a day.
Right.
Or do you want a couch potato? Because we have those too. And he's more in between. He likes to play, but he likes to hang with you.
Okay.
He's got nice manners, and he's friendly with people. Thrilled to have people come and take him outside. And he is just, there's so many benefits of adopting a mature baby.
Yes. No table leg chewing.
Oh, my God. Exactly. And he just wants to come and chill with you. So come in. If you have room in your heart for a senior and your home for a senior, stop in and meet Dover today.
Okay.
Of course, I say this every week, what's the scoop with HSYC? And, of course, today is the day to get involved. Last week I was like, oh, the weather's great. Now it's like freezing outside. Any weather's good to get involved. The payback is huge. The dogs and cats will make you realize how much you can do for them and how good it makes you feel. It's amazing how that works. So the first Saturday, third Friday of every month at 10 a.m., come take our orientation for volunteering. We also have volunteering at our Pawsability thrift shop. There is something you can do at every level to help our fur babies and help us be able to process more in. The reason we have volunteers is, of course, to help offset our skeleton crew. And, of course, at the thrift shop, it is all volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
So it is, you know, it's just one of those things. People look at us and go, I thought you were paid. No. It's awesome fun to just give up your time and your energy. So come get involved. It's a great family to join.
Do you guys have those, like prescription eyeglasses at the Pawsability thrift shop that you could check, or readers that I could come sift through?
We do have some readers. Okay. Yeah, we don't have prescription eyeglasses, though.
We want you to have this so I could go through the basket, see if they fit in my eyes.
Yes, for the prescription one, you definitely want to go to the doctor.
All right, she said it too. Maybe I will.
There you go, sorry. You don't want to hurt those eyes. They're very valuable.
All right, I'll do the readers, though, at the Pawsability.
Exactly. If something happens after like 45, everybody needs those readers.
That's right.
Also, we still have some vouchers available for our low-income, no-cost spay-neuter clinic.
Okay.
There is truly no excuse. Please get your pet spayed or neutered. And you must qualify, obviously, to be. We need to see the low-income piece. But come in, get a form, fill it out. We'll qualify you immediately, and then you can get your voucher or not. And the voucher is good to have your baby, dog or cat,
okay,
spayed or neutered, at two different locations. So we try to make it as easy as possible. But this is in conjunction with our Petco Foundation, and we're very proud of that. So get that accomplished as soon as possible. And then, of course, mark your calendars. We are excited about our Pause for Life celebration, June 17th. Our tickets will be available soon. We are waiting for our new website to be turned on. Yay! Can't wait. And then you can get your tickets then. We are still, at this point, looking for auction items, so you can call me for pickup arrangements. We're looking for any new items or any valuable items to auction off at this wonderful event. And you can reach me at 704-287-6475. Of course, sponsorship as well is available, so get involved. All the money we make other than expenses go to our animals. And we try to be extremely frugal and responsible with that money so that we can help as many lives as possible.
Okay.
Do not put a tutu on that dog.
Hey, we're doing pictures today, so I don't know.
How about two little four-leaf clovers, like a little headband?
Oh, that's cute.
See? Boys like that.
That's cute. What do you think about that, Steve?
All right.
Oh, a tie.
Yes, a little tie.
I'm going to have to come out there, aren't I?
How about little pants? Little pants on Dover.
Oh, geez.
Dover, I'll be out in a few hours, pal. This is unacceptable.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for helping us spread the word about the Humane Society. Of course, our website currently is humanesocietofyorkcounty.org. Hop on there and get informed and get involved.
Get the list of stuff.
Part of the family.
Absolutely. We can always donate items. We don't necessarily have to adopt a pet to help out.
That's
you guys. We
right.
can do that.
Hey, toilet paper, paper towel, all that. If you're out and about, litter. If you're out and about, grab an extra one and drop it off. All that helps.
Non-clumping.
You'd be surprised.
That's perfect. You guys like that like the cedar chips or the kind that like the sawdust litter. Is that what you guys like, or do you just like the normal non-clumping cat litter?
Normal non-clumping litter. We did try that other litter for a while. It just added to some potentially. Respiratory.
Oh, I see.
We have
oh.
such volume.
Yes.
So the clay litter works great.
Okay.
And
sounds
it's pretty
good.
Inexpensive, so that's a great thing, too.
Definitely. All right, Mary Beth Knapp, we'll talk to you next week. We'll see you on Wednesday at the
All
Possibilities
right, thanks
Thrift
so
Shop.
Much. Thank you so much, and stay warm. Holy
oh, yeah.
smokes.
I know it. It's frosty.
It is.
Keep
oh.
those pups warm. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
All right, there she goes, Mary Beth Knapp. And again, do not put a tutu on that dog, I swear.
Little pants, please.
What am I going to do with you? All right. Well, she's feeling cocky now. She got her bracket printed out.
That's right. I got
All
it
right.
done.
Chris in sports, that's next on Palmetto Mornings is 8:18.